Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Zabbix.
Okay.
It's this open source monitoring solution that everyone's talking about.
Lots of buzz.
Yeah. And we're going to figure out what it's all about.
Okay.
What makes it special? Mm-hmm. What are the standout features? Mm-hmm. And why is everyone so excited about it being open source?
I think the open source aspect is really interesting because we're seeing this shift.
Okay.
Where these open source solutions, which were once seen as kind of like the underdog,
yeah,
are now being embraced even by the most demanding companies.
Like the big players.
Exactly.
So let's start with the basics.
Yeah.
What exactly is Zabbix?
So Zabbix is a network monitoring solution
that's
designed to be very robust and scalable enough to handle the needs of large enterprises.
So enterprise grade.
Yeah. But here's the key difference.
Okay.
It's entirely open source.
Okay, so you said network monitoring,
mm-hmm.
but I was looking through the material we have, and it seems like it goes way beyond just servers and networks.
You're absolutely right.
That'd be awesome.
Way beyond that.
Like what?
We're talking about network devices, servers, cloud deployments, application services, even Internet of Things devices.
So like my smart refrigerator?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much anything with a digital pulse, Zabbix can monitor it.
That's incredible. So it's open source and it's versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dig into this open source thing a bit more.
Sure.
Especially when it comes to those business buzzwords.
Yeah.
Total cost of ownership and return on investment.
Right. So open source often translates to significant cost savings.
Okay.
With Zabbix, you're saying goodbye to those hefty licensing fees.
Gotcha.
That come with proprietary solutions.
Okay.
Which has a big impact on the total cost of ownership.
Hold on, though.
Yeah.
Free can be a little misleading.
Sure.
There are still costs involved in setting it up, training your team and managing it.
Right.
Wouldn't it just be easier to go with a paid solution?
Yeah. So that's a valid point.
Okay.
It's important to consider the total cost to ownership, not just the upfront cost.
Right.
But with Zabbix, you also gain long-term flexibility
and
customization, something you might not get with a proprietary solution.
Right.
And that customization can be a game changer for companies with very specific monitoring needs.
And there's that whole community aspect to consider too, right?
Absolutely.
From what I've seen, the Zabbix community is quite active.
Very active.
Which could be a huge help for someone new to the platform.
Absolutely. The community is like a giant knowledge base built by and for Zabbix users.
That's amazing.
There's tons of documentation forums and real world use cases shared by the community, making it a valuable resource.
So it's like free training.
In a way.
And that community support can actually boost your return on investment.
Interesting.
The Zabbix blog mentions studies showing that companies using open source solutions can achieve a positive ROI faster.
Really?
Especially when they invest in training.
So it's about getting your team up to speed quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can start using the tool effectively, and then you see that return on investment sooner.
Okay. So we've established that Zabbix is open source versatile and has a supportive community.
Check, check, and check.
But now let's talk about the features.
Okay.
Zabbix seems to do it all.
It does a lot.
Metric collection, problem detection, alerting, data visualization, and so much more.
Yeah, the list goes on.
I have to admit, I was a bit overwhelmed by the sheer number of features.
It can be a lot to take in.
Yeah.
It's true. Zabbix is packed with features.
Okay.
To make it a bit easier to digest.
Okay, good.
We've picked out a few standout features that might surprise someone who's new to the platform.
That's perfect, because some of these features sound pretty futuristic.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Trend prediction, for example.
Okay.
Isn't that basically like pre-crime for your IT infrastructure?
It's pretty close.
Wow.
Zabbix can analyze historical data and use predictive functions to forecast potential issues.
So it's like it can see into the future
in a way,
of my IT infrastructure.
Exactly. So for instance, if you're monitoring database performance,
Zabbix
can alert you if it predicts you're going to run out of storage in the next week.
Oh, wow.
Giving you time to act before it becomes a problem for your users.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What other features stood out to you?
One that I find particularly interesting is synthetic monitoring.
Okay.
Most monitoring tools just check if a server is up and running.
Right, just like a basic ping.
Exactly. But Zabbix takes it a step further.
Oh, really?
By simulating real-life user interactions with websites and applications.
Oh, interesting.
So you're probably already familiar with basic uptime checks.
Yeah.
But this goes beyond that.
So it's not just checking if a website is live.
Right.
But whether it's actually working correctly from a user's perspective,
exactly,
that makes a lot of sense, especially for something like an online store.
Absolutely. It's about ensuring your applications are performing as expected for your end users,
right,
not just that the server is responding.
Makes sense. Speaking of online stores, this next feature blew my mind.
What's that?
Business service monitoring.
Oh, yeah.
Vabbix can actually track key performance indicators and service level agreements.
That's right.
That sounds more like something you'd find in a business analytics platform.
It's fascinating how Vabbix bridges the gap between technical monitoring and business operations.
So it's not just for the IT guys.
Not at all.
It's for like the business people too.
Yeah. So it can monitor KPIs and SLAs, giving you a comprehensive view of how your IT infrastructure impacts your business goals.
So it's not just about servers and networks anymore.
Right.
It's about the bottom line.
Exactly.
So Vabbix is a multi-tool for anyone involved in managing IT.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Whether you're on the technical side or the business side, that's incredible. Now, we still got a lot to cover.
Lots more.
Including a deep dive into the latest and greatest version.
Okay.
Vabbix 7.0 LTS.
Exciting stuff.
But before we jump into that, maybe it's a good time for a quick recap.
Yeah, let's do a recap.
Okay, so we've explored the fact that Vabbix is open source, extremely versatile.
Yes.
And backed by a fantastic community.
Absolutely.
We've discussed the advantages of open source.
That's right.
Especially regarding cost savings, flexibility, and community support.
It's a powerful combination.
And we've started to peek into some of Vabbix's standout features.
Just a taste.
Like trend prediction.
Right.
Synthetic monitoring. And business service monitoring.
The really innovative stuff.
But get ready. Because in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to explore the exciting world of Vabbix 7.0 LTS.
Can't wait.
Stay with us. You won't want to miss it.
Definitely not. So are you ready to dive into Vabbix 7.0 LTS?
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
All right. So this major release
introduced
a ton of exciting new features and improvement. And one thing to note is that this version was released under the AGPL V3 license.
Okay.
Which might sound like technical jargon.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it basically means that any changes or additions made to Vabbix have to stay open and accessible to everyone.
So it's like keeping that collaborative open source spirit alive.
Exactly. That's a key aspect of open source software.
I like that. Now, which of these new features in 7.0 LTS, do you think would be most interesting to someone who's new to Vabbix?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I was particularly intrigued by the synthetic end-user web monitoring.
Oh, yeah, that sounds cool.
It sounds like it lets you create scenarios that simulate real users interacting with your websites and applications.
So like a virtual user.
Kind of like that, yeah. You can even capture screenshots.
Wow.
Collect performance data and get alerts if something goes wrong.
So it's like having a virtual user constantly testing your web apps.
That's a great way to put it. Instead of relying solely on basic uptime checks, you're actually testing the functionality and performance of your web applications.
Okay.
From a user's perspective, it's about making sure everything works smoothly in the real world. Think about a critical e-commerce checkout process.
Oh, yeah.
With synthetic monitoring, you can simulate a user going through each step from adding items to their cart to completing the purchase and get alerted to any issues along the way.
That's a really cool way to catch problems before they impact real customers.
Exactly. Yeah. You're staying ahead of the game.
For sure. But let's be honest, managing a large monitoring setup can be a real headache.
It can be a lot to handle.
Does Vabbix 7.0 LTS offer any solutions for that?
Absolutely. They've made significant strides in high availability and load balancing.
Okay.
These features ensure that your monitoring system stays up and running even if one component fails.
So there's like built-in redundancy.
Exactly. And they efficiently distribute the workload across multiple Vabbix servers.
So it's like built-in scalability too.
You got it. And speaking of scalability, they've also dramatically improved network discovery speed.
Oh, yeah. I remember we talked about that earlier.
Right. Remember how we talked about Vabbix automatically discovering devices on your network?
Yeah.
Well, in version 7.0 LTS, they've made that process significantly faster.
Like how much faster are we talking?
Maybe even 10 to 100 times faster in some cases.
Oh, that's a serious speed boost. Imagine you're bringing a whole bunch of new servers or network devices online.
Right.
Instead of waiting hours for the discovery process to finish.
Yeah.
It now happens in a fraction of the time.
Exactly. It streamlines the entire process of setting up and managing your monitoring environment.
Cool. Okay. Last feature I want to touch on.
Sure.
Because it just seems so innovative.
Okay. What's that?
Dynamic dashboard widgets.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
I'm a visual learner.
Me too.
So anything that makes data easier to understand and interact with is a big win in my book.
I'm with you there. What they've done with dynamic widgets is really cool. Now you can build dashboards where the widgets actually communicate with each other.
Oh, wow. So they're interactive.
Yeah, exactly. For example, you could have a geographical map showing the status of all your servers.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
And if you click on a server on the map, the other widgets on the dashboard automatically update.
Oh, wow.
To show data specifically for that server.
So it's like turning raw data into an interactive story.
That's a great analogy. You can really see the relationships between different parts of your system.
That's really cool. So those are just a few highlights.
Yeah, just a taste.
Of what Zabbix 7.0 LTS brings to the table.
A lot of powerful stuff.
And to be clear, we've only scratched the surface here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a whole lot more to explore in Zabbix 7.0.
Absolutely. But this gives our listeners a good taste of the advancements and the direction Zabbix is heading.
So we've covered the basics of Zabbix.
Right.
Explored its key features and delved into some of the exciting additions in Zabbix 7.0 LTS.
It's been quite a journey so far.
Indeed it has. But we're not quite finished yet.
Okay.
We still need to tie it all together and answer the most important question.
What's that?
What does all this mean for our listener?
The big question.
What can they actually do with this knowledge?
That's an excellent point. Let's move on to our concluding thoughts and bring it all home.
Okay, so we've explored the open source world of Zabbix.
We have.
From its core features to the game-changing advancements in Zabbix 7.0 LTS.
Some pretty impressive stuff.
But let's bring it back to you, our listener.
Okay.
What does all this mean for you?
So if you're looking for a monitoring solution that's powerful, versatile, and doesn't break the bank, Zabbix should definitely be on your radar.
At the top of the list.
And whether you're a small business or a large enterprise, Zabbix has something to offer.
And it's not just about the lack of licensing fees.
No, not at all. Zabbix also provides a level of customization that you rarely find in commercial solutions.
Yeah, you don't get that very often.
And that can be really crucial for organizations with very specific monitoring needs.
Right. So they can tailor it to their exact environment.
Exactly. And, of course, we can't forget about the Zabbix community.
Oh, yeah. The community is amazing.
It's a wealth of knowledge and support.
Yeah. It's like having a built-in help desk.
It really is. It's a testament to the power of open source.
Absolutely. People working together to make something great.
Exactly. So if you want a clear view of your IT infrastructure, if you want to spot potential problems before they arise and ensure your critical services are always running smoothly, Zabbix is worth a serious look.
Absolutely. And here's something interesting to consider. Even though Zabbix is open source, they also offer professional services.
That's right.
Things like training and consulting. So even though the software itself is free, you can still get expert help to really maximize its potential.
Exactly. So you can get the best of both worlds.
That's really cool. Well, there you have it.
That's Zabbix.
We've reached the end of our Zabbix deep dive.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Hopefully you've come away with a better understanding of this powerful, versatile, and community-driven monitoring solution.
It's a great tool.
It is. Now it's your turn to explore further.
Go check it out.
Check out the Zabbix website.
Yeah.
Dive into those community forums and discover how this tool can transform your approach to IT monitoring.
You won't regret it.
Until next time, happy monitoring.